Sweden and Switzerland, two countries with two easily distinguishable names in English, but not in Chinese. Here's the BBC's Kai Wang.
Sweden is 瑞典, Swedish is 瑞士. So basically, they shared one same character. The pronunciation is similar too.
So similar that staff at the Swedish consulate in Shanghai were frustrated by the number of Chinese who confuse their country with Switzerland, so they had a cartoonist come up with an image that shows what makes the two countries unique. The cartoon went up on Weibo, the Chinese Twitter, and then it went viral. Victoria Lee is a Swedish consul general in Shanghai.
We got a huge success rate. Very many people had picked this cartoon up and commented on it.
You can see the cartoon at PRI.org. All the stereotypes are on display. Sweden gets symbols like a Viking, a moose, Pippi Longstocking, and a hot blonde in a bikini. The Swiss side of the panel, you see Banks, the Alps, Fondue, and Roger Federer. Now, the Swiss and Swedish consulates in Shanghai are taking it a step further. Together, they've created an online competition. Anna Matei is the Swiss deputy consul general.
The participants have to illustrate the differences between Switzerland and Sweden in a creative and innovative way.
The contest winner gets a trip to Sweden and Switzerland and might just come back yodeling to ABBA.
Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we